In today's podcast, we're going to talk about what are the best rental items you need to add to your inventory for the winter so you can make the most money. Make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it. Thank you, everybody, for listening in today. I just wanted to let you guys know, check out our links down in the description. If you're looking for any consulting help, please reach out to our email that we have in the show notes, or if you're on YouTube, in the description, so we can talk to you. If you need any help with really anything you can think of starting, you're already at a point right now where you're trying to grow, what equipment you need to get, our contracts, anything we can really help you with, just reach out to us so we can get you taken care of. Also, make sure you look at those links down there too as well. We have a lot of different interesting things down there for you, so make sure you check them out. But other than that, let's get into this in today's podcast. So Eddie, what's the number one thing in winter you would say that people need to do?
Number one?
Rental item.
Rental. Well, number one, I would say for sure, would be a heater. I mean, patio heaters, if you want to go that route. I've not, for sure, like the tent heaters. Those are really good. That thing's amazing. Renting out. That thing's really hot, too. Rents out every week. Yeah, for sure, you're going to want to
stock. Which one's your number one, though?
Number one?
Is it number one, and you don't want number two and three?
Oh, no. Well, obviously, if you got tents, the sidewalls, for sure. People are going to, they're going to rent a tent, and they're going to put sidewalls on it, and then they're going to rent heaters. It's like.
Which one, though?
Every single thing. It's like a combo. Like, no. Everybody that, like.
Which one? If they only going to add one thing to their roster, what do they need to add?
For sure, number one thing is a heater, especially in the cold season.
Number two.
And number two would be sidewalls, for sure. If everybody's renting tents. I know a lot of people do, like, bounce houses and stuff like that. We've had a person rent a bounce house in the winter.
Yeah.
And that thing was full of snow. It was so heavy. Bringing back nightmares. Yeah. It's mud.
We need to be removing those. I just thought about that, but that's another episode to talk
about. Yeah.
But, yeah. So, tent heaters.
Tent heaters.
So, any really heater. So, patio heater, tent
heaters.
Patio heater.
Because I know a lot of people bash the patio heaters. They're like, don't put those underneath the tent. Because, man. People put them underneath there all the time, and I've yet to see any damage or anything because our tent are so all tall. But at the same time, we don't have, like, the little cheap ones either.
The one
that's like a tarp material. I've seen a lot of those.
Made with PCV pipe, PVC pipe.
Yeah, so like patio heaters, tent heaters, all that stuff. This is gonna be the main things because, like, I think we just bought like.
Six of them.
I know you said 10, but there was a limit of 4, so it was like, yeah.
How'd you get 6 then?
Well, there only was 2 available at store, so I did like a curbside pickup for 2, and then I ordered 4 online to get delivered to my house, and then I got so sidetracked I didn't even order the other 4, but I was like, eh. Well,
how much have we ridden these patio heaters for?
$100-something, and I think they were on sale. I bought them for like $99.99. So the first rental, we're getting our investment back. The only thing is, we got to buy tanks for these things.
Yeah, but we get the tanks from we get the, what do you call it? We get the patio, the actual propane from U-Haul.
Yeah.
Correct, and that's only like $17-$13, something like that.
Yeah, for a refill, it's like $10. So when you go over there and you just take your own tank and they refill it, it's like $10 to refill those things. Now the big tent. Tank. I think the thing's like $40 to refill that thing.
I'm probably charge more on that.
But we charge. Well, we rent it out for like $200 and some change.
Yeah, we need to rent the propane out separately now.
Well, we talked about that.
Yeah. We probably should do that on everything. Make it easier for everybody to forget. I'm trying to pull up the actual price point that we have on that. I don't remember from the season. I usually look at them, but I didn't. Yeah, I didn't even check it.
You don't look at them until the season comes up. Yeah. And so it's starting to get really cold.
$105.
Yeah.
And we had every single one out the last 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, everybody wants those things.
Yeah, and then let me see, we have the tent heater. With tent heaters, technically, for any item that is not a tent, we rent for $240. Is the highest priced item right here. We only have one of them. And this one thing, I know we kind of, I don't know if we heard it somewhere. Not in our industry, but
10% or something like that.
Industry right there. It's just like we just raised the price of it, but like we need to, when you only have one item of something, you need to, you only have it, can go out one time. So put the price up higher as much as you possibly can on that one. Like, even this tent heater, I think we probably should do more. Because I see people requesting it multiple times, and this tent heater works. Maybe it should be 300.
The thing's amazing.
Yeah. So we got 240 right now. That's not too bad.
I think it's like 2,000 or something like that to buy one brand new.
Yeah, so we need to put a 300 and something. Plus, and then not include propane on there. But the propane patio heaters are very nice. We should have probably got 10 because that's probably going to come back in the future.
You're probably right. But you know what's funny? I went to go rebuy the things, and now they're up to $200 each. I'm like,
You know, it happens like that.
Yeah. So now when they, hopefully Black Friday, they go on sale again, then I'm going to go buy 10 more. So now we have a total of 16. Like, hold on. Wait a minute.
How many do we have at the office? Like 12? 12 working?
Yeah, something like that.
And then, yeah, because we put them all down. Because one thing, I know we were just talking about just heaters and stuff and sidewalls. It just, if you're doing tents and stuff like that, obviously sidewalls, tent heater, patio heaters, those things work very well.
Yeah.
One thing I'm very interested in, and I want to see during this off season, because when it gets cold, most of the vents go inside.
Yeah.
So we need to. So I was always thinking too. Besides people who are going to throw vents outside, what stuff can they? What stuff do people use inside that people are going to be using? Because it makes it like what stuff can you have that is specific just for inside?
Well, another thing we know for sure, like this isn't like it's kind of like an add on, but like for the coffee, remember we bought like a whole bunch of coffee mugs.
Even
I people see you smiling.
I just think people don't.
These are kids' coffee.
Yeah, this is not that big, but I don't know, and I realize people don't actually when you put the size, you put every single thing up there.
People don't
understand how much 8 ounces actually is.
Yeah.
Especially you know maybe because we're just in America and everyone's like,
they were like, I want the 16 ounce.
Yeah, 16 ounce, 50 ounce coffee. You want the. Yeah. This whole jug, but like I mean, it's not like everybody. I just heard a couple people say some stuff, and I'm like, let's found it. Yeah. I give it to them on that one.
Maybe like the coffee dispenser things, like the curators or something like that.
No, what do you call them? You call them something? It's like a coffin, not a coffin. Oh. I don't remember what it's called, but I know exactly what it's called. The oars or coffee oars or
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah,
those are real popular on this side because we get a lot of requests for them. But even like
we don't have none, right?
We don't have any.
Where do you get them from?
I guess like Webster. I don't have it. I know that for
how
sure.
How much do you think it is?
Well, I think they're like $60 or something, $80.
Done. How much can we rent them from? Do you think?
Man, I don't know.
You know
how we are. See, this is the problem with me and Xavier. A customer calls with a random request, and they're like, and then our CSR team will be like, "Hey guys, do we have this?" And then I'm like. And then we'll talk like right now. I'm like, we do now. Yeah. Go ahead and sell it.
I gotta see how much that really rents for. That is interesting. We'll look at that later. But yeah, that might be something.
I'm sure it rents for like $30, $40, something like that.
We should do that. I have seen quite a people like you've probably seen too.
Yeah. Well, I'd say hold your horses because I don't know if you guys know, but we're gonna be moving to a new facility. It's like 1,200 square foot. And then on top of that, another, like, was it 6,000 or something?
So we need to fill it up then.
And we're going to fill it up. That's what I said. Hold on. Hold, wait.
It's $30.
Yeah, right. I know it says $30. Then we got to clean it. So those are things you don't think about. Oh. You just like, sell it. Then I'm the one who had to deal with some operations. Like, all right, why isn't it clean? Like,
oh, you better get a water hose.
Fill that. Yeah, exactly. See, he's like, get a trash can, get a water hose, dip it in there.
Let's go. Sanitize some bleach in there, turn it out, put it back out, and wash it down. And put some, that's what you call it. But yeah, so basically anything that's going to be warm is going to kind of. You know, for this time, it's going to pretty help you out. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of for the different people we know who do bounce houses and we and the few that we do, they do kind of fall off. But to be honest, we only have one of each of them. So I feel like the bounce house has been going out all year of stuff. And I was thinking this is the whole nother thing we're going to talk about, what inventory items do. Because what inventory items you have will determine exactly how your business is going to be run and what you have to do. So if you have items that are heavy and like in, let me go rephrase right here for you. So we have bounce houses. We do not have the proper equipment for bounce houses, but we do not also have enough bounce houses to even get the proper equipment because it doesn't make any sense because we only have three of them. And we don't really, I don't think we plan on getting any more on there. And this is just from the beginning of that part. So
if Kobe was here, would say, heck no.
I'm actually pretty sure we're getting ready to relieve ourselves of those bounce houses just because it just brings – I mean, we have another partner who we can give them to, and maybe we can get a referral from or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just give them the work business, it doesn't matter. because it's not just what we do, and it kind of gets in the way of other stuff. And we're talking about a whole nother podcast of what, how you have opposing equipment that can get in the way. I don't really see a lot of people doing tents in bounce houses that are on the major scale. I'm not saying there's no one. I think it's a jump place. I'm
just we'll just get a mechanical bull now.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to be fixing that. Woohoo! But, yeah, so I do like that. So I've been really interested in thinking about what items, like, for inside use, besides that are not dinnerware or AC heating, cooling right there. And I was thinking, like, I really believe that shivari chairs seem to pretty go out more because people are going to be inside when I have something nicer.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe smaller. Mm-hmm. I even though I don't like this right here, our linen stuff do not go down during the winter as much as with the deliveries and stuff. Like it's not the same thing. I feel like our linens per delivery go up instead of right now. If that makes sense, just because people are having indoor events.
And I think now you talk about it, I think the colder season would bring more linen sales too, because like you said, there's gonna be indoor events. Thanksgiving, everybody wants all the colors in the book.
Yeah,
Christmas is gonna be the same thing: reds, greens, whites. They're gonna be running out like crazy. So like the winter season brings a lot of linen sales as well.
Yeah, and so like I think like nicer chairs, our throne chair selection, which has been decimated throughout this whole time. We still have, I mean, you'd be surprised. I say decimated, and we still have like.
You probably say that. Oh my gosh, funny.
We still have like probably like 15 different throne chairs, but we've had like, I swear at one point we had like 30 something.
Yeah. I walked into the Fort Worth warehouse the other day, and I see our double throne chair with one of the legs broken off on it. I'm just like, what happened here, everybody? And they're like,
Yeah, well, new place, we'll get that knocked down.
So I already buried the hole and buried it, and I'm like, start crying.
Yeah. I think next year will be a throne game. Well, that's another thing, too. Like, we talked about, even though I'm going to hold that off to the next one. I don't want to get too far. Hold off the next one on that one. So I think it's ores. I don't know. Coffee ores. I don't know. Whatever it is. So, like, stuff that people make tea, coffee, those are good. Shivari chairs, tent heaters. The heaters ones are going to be instant for you automatically. And I'll even look into, like, lights because most of the time it's getting, the days are shorter, depending at least on where we are and stuff. That might be another thing you can look into, too, of getting lights as well. Just really anything that's indoor for the most part that people can do indoor or trying to keep the temperature down. Also with the sidewalls as well. Let me see if I can think of anything else that we currently have right now on there. I might say TVs, but like we've been renting TVs. I've been very surprised people rent out 65-inch TVs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's a winter thing. That's just a business thing.
Yeah. The NFL, all the football games and all the parties, and then the wife tells them, "Oh, you can't bring that big TV. You can't buy that big TV." He's like, "All right, I'm gonna do the next big thing." Right.
Yeah.
So that's what my logic is behind why we've been renting them a lot lately.
Yeah.
In the wintertime.
That's why. Your name's been on all the rentals. What's
what?
Going on?
What do you mean? We've been coming here to watch the game.
Yeah. I thought it might be – I feel like we had a slower time for the venue. Not like the venue has been slow because all these dates for the next month and some change have been booked up.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's less people coming through there. But I think that was just because we're getting closer to the holiday.
Yeah, we're getting closer to Thanksgiving, which – Have we gotten a message for like people to bring their family here and eat? But
we already sold that spot.
Well, that's the thing. The person canceled, but we obviously no refund on the deposit. But now I'm going through the list of all the people that have been saying nope, it's booked. No, it's booked. I think I got a person, but they want to come later today at 3:00. So
okay, so that'd be interesting. Okay, so maybe venue's not one of those things on there. but I do think your regular stuff, like obviously bounce houses, anything that people are gonna get wet in. Anything people need to be outside for the most part that can't be in a space that's going to be warm, it's not going to do well. Not all the time, but when you do your pipe and drape, just because most of the people who are doing those events just aren't doing them right now because it's getting closer to the end of the year. I do think linens, more warm, warm like dishware for warm. I'm pretty sure there's stuff like that. electric heaters. I don't, not electric heaters, propane heaters. I don't know.
They started sounding like Kobe.
I don't know if electric heaters are bad. We never had them. If you've ever used an electric heater, please let us know. Or if you're a business that sells an electric heater that could be rented, please send us something so we can test it out and see if people like it on there. But that's not something that we just understand yet. I seen was on one person, a tent guy. Yeah, he had this one heater you talked about. It was like $500. Or how much was it? $1,000.
Sure.
What is it? The one that folds into itself?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Sure, it has to be at least 1,000.
It has to be. You looked it up.
I haven't looked it up.
Okay.
Yet,
well, we're gonna go with 1,000 for now. We're gonna go with 1,000 now. But that heater, it's pretty interesting because only problem I see with the heater is that it's like, it's kind of seem like it's kind of short on there. But I do see from a rental standpoint.
Put it on the table.
Yeah, you can just work with it on that part. I won't put it on our table.
My legs are toasted.
It looks like a marshmallow on there. But I do see how those can work. And that's something interesting, too. It's always an interesting debate over what type of stuff you should rent. We have discussions online across the web and stuff like that. There's some things that you'd be surprised that can rent pretty well. And it's not always the same thing. Like, some things you get what you pay for on things. And I'm 100% with on that part. I wasn't at first, but I'm with Eddie on this part. But some things, just the amount you can rent them for is just so crazy high that you just get, even if it breaks, you'll just be able to rebuy it back after your first rental or, and you'll get 15 or so in, and you'll make 15 times the profit, and they'll be real fast with it. So it just depends what you're doing. I think Eddie came that way with the pop-ups. Especially not with our system, if they break it, they pay for it, so it don't really matter. So we just get a ever-growing system on that, on there. But I remember you had an argument one time about somebody, the person had an argument with you because you made a post about that on Facebook somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, the guy was, that's the thing, too, because, there's strategy and everything. My whole thing is, his mindset was like, hey, why would I buy, this, because it's going to eventually break, or I can buy a really more expensive one and it's going to hold up. I said, yeah, that you're true. But, I know, I've been doing this for a while, so I know how customers are, because I don't know why, but they try to be, less, pay less. And then, try to do the opposite what you tell them. We're like, hey, this is only for the shade. And then they're trying to use this thing in a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And obviously it's going to break.
It's gonna the tent flew away.
The tent flew away, broken in pieces. And then we're like, yeah, we told you it wasn't used for this purpose. And then, so basically, in the course of a year, I can easily multiply, pop-up tents, times 10, very easy, off of one tent. Versus, buying one that's very expensive is going to hold up probably for 5 years, which is true. It probably will hold up for 5 years.
A pop-up tent?
No. He was talking about buying an actual, not a structure, maybe a West Coast or a High Peak.
Oh, we got those.
That's what I'm saying. Some people ask us, hey, what should I buy? And people bash them because they're trying to buy a pop-up tent.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't buy that. Those things are trash. Go buy this. It's gonna last you way longer. And then poor guy, he's probably like, I don't have that kind of money. Yeah. Because they're not cheap. They're like $1,500 to $2,500 for these tents.
Yeah.
But I was trying to tell the guy, I was like, hey, look, this is what I would do if I were you. I would get just a regular pop-up tent. And then you have a policy or, the customer has to sign that says, hey, I understand this is used for only shade. And because I already know how customers are, they're going to do whatever they want to do, even though you tell them not to do this. I can tell them, hey, don't jump off of that cliff because you're going to die. They're still going to jump off of it. So just have something there so when they do it, that you reap the benefits of trying to warn them. And that's kind of what we do. We tell the customers, hey, this is only for shade. They destroy it or do whatever, and they're like, hey, the thing was cheap, so I don't think I should be charged. Yeah, there's no argument in this. You sign the contract, and then we just charge them. Then we send it back and get a replacement. So now I got two. And then keep snowballing this thing until your inventory is 100.
Yeah.
And then, so I can easily outrun that one commercial tent if that's all he's buying. Yeah. If he's considering dollar for dollar what it's going to bring him, I'll easily be able to beat him within a year.
And the thing that I think most people don't understand, they're different people. Different people want them. We have people who want the West Coast stuff, we give them that. We have people who said, we'd be surprised when people go in there and just pick the pop-up. Yeah. They just what they know, and then they know they can handle it, and they have to pick it. We don't set it up or anything. They do all that stuff, you know.
Because that's not one other thing. I was like, why do people want to rent it if they can just go buy it themselves? I think just people just don't want to mess with it because, you know, some people don't know how to put it in the bag or whatever. So there's a lot of times it'll come back. It won't even, like, be folded all the way. It'll just kind of be semi, and we just have to redo everything and check everything, obviously. But, you'll be amazed with stuff people rent. I believe anything and everything can be rented.
Yeah, because we rented.
Even me, if you need to rent me.
For staffing.
Yeah, so of course, for staffing.
No, I remember the Fort Worth Police Office rented 30 blue pop-up tents from us, which is, I get why they did it.
Because they don't want to source anything. Yeah. You know, that'd be a pain.
Yeah, they want to have all the stuff out there. We didn't have enough of the 10x10s for them to get. And they just say, okay, well, this sounds pretty good. And they want to be able to, for the person, it was a speed convenience thing. Mm-hmm. They can put them up the same day, be done with it, and take them back down. Yeah. And it's just a lot faster and for what they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And it was just a better fit for them. Even when they would have bought the other one, because they would have to wait, someone had to put them up, all this stuff like that. They couldn't have them up that long. And then the police station didn't want to pay the fee to have them picked back up at the time they would need to be picked up, because they're going to be, like, middle of the night. Like, you know, so it worked out for them, and they liked it. Now, the sandbag stuff is a whole other area there. But
open up some wounds there.
But if you're somewhere that gets cold, I know that you have a lot of stuff right now, that especially if it's going to snow or something like that. I knew a lot of people who actually shut down for the winter. But there's other opportunities out there for things you can rent that are maybe not party-related, but are something close to that. Mm. I seen a place out in Chicago. It's called Chicago Land, something like that. It's one of the places out there. It's actually a similar name to one of my aunt's places out there. It's called Big Ten. I don't know what it's called, whatever it's called. I don't know what the place is called nationally, but it's Chicago something. So they actually shut down for the winter, and then they just move all their trucks and stuff, and they do what Eddie used to do, which is send up lights, Christmas lights. And that's what they do through the whole, what you call it.
Yeah.
And they did the whole thing, and they make quite a bit of money right there. And then when the season starts back up, they'll do that. But they don't just set up, I thought it would just set up Christmas lights. They were setting up the lights that are, you know, the permanent lights.
Okay. Yeah.
And I thought that was very interesting right then. I was like, that's a good way to make some extra money during the winter or stuff like that. You obviously have people who go out there and they do snow removal. They were meant tons of other equipment and stuff like that. You know, by the time it snows here, you ain't gonna know. It's gonna be too late.
When it snows here, everybody shuts down because we can't drive on the road.
Can't,
crashing and everything.
So it's just because it's always a freak storm when it's here. Yeah. But there's other things you can do up there, so you can do stuff if you're not gonna be moving stuff around or be open as well. But if you're in like a milder climate place, or you're in California, it really doesn't matter because you probably like all year round. People are throwing so many parties right now in California.
Next stop, California.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to be an issue for anybody if you're in California. But if you're in the West Coast, you're in the South, you know, just Southern America or something like that, then it'd be a good thing for you to look at is getting these tent heaters, sidewalls, all these things that we mentioned on that part too as well. And just because something doesn't cost as much as you might presume it costs, remember, there's a difference between what you pay and what the value of it is. There are some things that are just cheap. You buy them for low cost, and they're cheap quality, and you get cheap results out of them. There are some things that people value more than what you actually pay for it, like something like the patio heater or something like that. So keep looking for these deals throughout the whole year, because you're gonna see when spring comes up, all those patio heaters are gonna go on sale, because they're gonna sell out during the winter time, and then they're gonna have a huge surge because they're trying to get people before the very end. Mm-hmm. Then they're gonna sell out. They're gonna just be on sale, and I think that's when we need to go try to get them on clearance or somewhere.
Yeah, that, and I think tents right now are more a lower price than they will be in the summer and the spring. So try to jump on those prices and save some money, because everybody's gonna try to get tents and stuff, because it always happens every year. Even we run out of tents, and we're like, dang it, we should have bought the tents in December or whatever. But yeah, those are the time most companies are holding on to their money, because they want to see the light on the other side of the tunnel before they start spending.
I feel like we
money.
Made some really big choices right there. We bought 30-something thousand dollars in chairs at least, another 20-something in tents. plus like a whole bunch of $50,000 on random stuff that I didn't know we were going to buy. Not random stuff, but like just other stuff that inventory. But
yeah,
and then we had all that truck fiasco stuff. It had drug us for a while, but it was all right. But yeah.
Put the gloves back on and let's go fix them.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, I want to let you guys, we're not using rentals no more, the fluid rentals, so that's good. So we got our own vehicles. But thank you guys so much for listening to us. If you need any help or anything, please let us know. The battery on the camera just clicked over. So thank you so much. See you in the next one. I'm Xavier.
I'm Eddie. See y'all.
See ya. Reach out.